Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 30th. You'll be interested to know, 139 years ago, today in 1882, Thomas Edison began operation of the first commercial hydroelectric power plant in Appleton, Wisconsin, a pioneering achievement in renewable electricity generation that illuminated factories and homes and heralded a new era of clean energy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 3 to 4+ feet. Conditions hold steady until midday when they drop to 2 to 4 feet. Winds are onshore at 3 miles per hour, picking up to 5 by noon, adding some bump to the surface. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 3 feet at 12 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 4.5 feet, just before 4:30 p.m., followed by a 4-foot high tide at 7:45. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Clean conditions start Wednesday with waves around 3 to 5 feet, gradually fading to choppy by evening. Thursday holds steady with 4 to 5 feet, remaining clean in the morning before transitioning to fair conditions later. Friday sees a slight increase to 4 to 6 feet, though choppy conditions develop in the afternoon, making it less favorable for surfers. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 65 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:39 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:48. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 69 and a south wind up to 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Patchy fog is possible overnight into Thursday morning with overnight lows in the low 60s and mostly cloudy nights through the weekend as highs stay around 70. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Rancho Palos Verdes, approximately 400 feet of coastal bluff dropped about 60 feet toward the ocean last Saturday night, but city officials assure that this incident is not related to the ongoing land movement affecting the area for years. Megan Barnes, a city spokesperson, reported that while there was no damage to public property or injuries, significant soil damage occurred in the backyards of 4 homes. The cause is still under investigation, and the LA County Fire Department has closed the area as a precaution. Mayor David Bradley emphasized the importance of homeowners consulting a geotechnical engineer to ensure their properties are safe from further movement. Now on to sports. College football's Week 6 odds feature Miami and Alabama favored in top 25 matchups. This week includes 2 significant games, with number 3 Miami facing number 18 Florida State, where Miami is favored by 4.5 points. In the Southeastern Conference, Alabama is favored by 10.5 points against Vanderbilt. Number 9 Texas is a 6.5 point favorite at 1-3 Florida. 8 teams from the Associated Press Top 25 are actually on bye this week. And last night on Monday Night Football, the Dolphins beat the Jets in Miami 27-21. Tua Tagovailoa was 17 for 25, With 177 yards, two passing touchdowns, and no interceptions. Justin Fields was 20 for 27, with 266 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions. For Game 2 of the doubleheader, the Broncos beat the Bengals in Denver 28-3. Bo Nix was 29 for 42, with 326 yards, two passing touchdowns, and one interception. Jake Browning, in for the injured Burrow, was 14 for 25, with 125 yards passing, no touchdowns, and no interceptions. In local sports, welcome to Playoff Baseball, Dodger fans. Today at 6 on ESPN, Blake Snell is on the bump to face Hunter Greene and the Reds in Game 1 of this three-game wildcard playoff. This best-of-three series will be played in Los Angeles. Winner of this series will go on to play the National League Division Series against the Phillies. In top news, the credit market is humming, and that has Wall Street on edge. Concerns mount that a frothy market is concealing signs of excess as sudden bankruptcies rattle investors. United States credit markets are running hot, maybe too hot. Investors are eagerly buying corporate debt, even though the rewards are lower than they have been in decades. The frothy mood has some on Wall Street worried that the market is priced for perfection and ripe for a fall. Two sudden bankruptcies in the auto sector have triggered conversations among bond investors and analysts. So far, there is no sign of wider fallout, but challenges like persistent inflation and rising defaults in private credit are concerning. In business news, Amazon has agreed to pay $2.5 billion to settle claims it misled Prime customers into automatic enrollment and made cancellation difficult. The Federal Trade Commission announced the settlement during a trial over the lawsuit, which accused Amazon of using manipulative user interface designs. Amazon will provide up to $51 to eligible customers and pay a $1 billion civil penalty. The company must also simplify cancellation processes and create a website explaining the settlement. Despite the settlement, analysts believe Amazon Prime's benefits will continue to attract consumers. Amazon shares fell about 1% following the announcement. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% to about $114,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $4,200. And XRP is unchanged at $2.88. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a recent comparison of navigation apps, Waze and Apple Maps were put to the test over 800 miles of driving. Both apps provide valuable features, but Apple Maps emerged as the top choice overall. While Waze offers a fun selection of voices, its interface can be distracting due to nearby users shown on the map itself. Apple Maps, with a cleaner interface, includes options for walking and biking, and its explicit directions are a standout feature. Additionally, Apple Maps allows users to download offline maps, which is crucial for areas with poor cell service. Ultimately, for reliability and clarity, Apple Maps takes the win. And in entertainment news, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter's production of Waiting for Godot is a stylish but shallow interpretation of Samuel Beckett's classic. While their onstage chemistry draws applause, the performance lacks depth and connection. Reeves portrays Estragon with a blend of childlike curiosity and wariness, while Winter's Vladimir feels stiffer and less skilled. The rushed pacing hampers the dialogue's intended rhythm, overshadowing moments of silence that are essential to the play. Supporting characters, like Pozzo and Lucky, offer compelling mastery of Beckett's prose, adding intrigue to the production. However, the overall experience remains aesthetically pleasing yet hollow. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American philosopher and psychologist, William James. And he said, "The greatest discovery of any generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitudes." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.